TK.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Mongo only pawn in game of life.
Well, you know, Sting, the way this goes is now that we've been backed in a corner and I gotta watch this go down to keep aces and eights out of this company, I guess you could say we had to make a deal with the devil, brother.
You maniacs, Hulk Hogan, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to the pain clinic, so what you gonna do?
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for October 13th. It's Saturday the 13th.
Woo!
Oh, that's right. That's not anything to be scared of. We don't give you tainted shots of steroids here, I'll tell you that. The Pain Clinic.
Wrong. What kind of shots of steroids do we give?
Not the tainted kind. By the way, it's International Skeptics Day.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Sure it is.
Oh, boy.
We're starting off on the wrong foot. All right. We would have Walter Killer Kowalski would have been 86 today, so send out, look up to the sky and tip a drink to him later tonight when we're at the UFC pay-per-view.
Pour a 40 out on the ground.
That's right. See, look, my microphone has problems, too. I'm leaning down. I'm bent over.
It's at midget height.
All right. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us for UFC 153 tonight at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastwood Road. UFC's greatest fighter ever, Anderson Silva, takes on Stephen Bonner, the American Psycho.
I wonder if he listens to Phil Collins before he comes out to fight.
No, Huey Lewis.
He comes out to Eminence Front, the song from The Who, Eminence Front. He loves The Who, and so he comes out to that. That's right. Yes. No, not Yes.
Not who. Yes.
Guess Who. No, wrong band.
Horton hears a Who.
All right. Who's on first?
What's on second?
All right. 10 p.m. start time tonight. Get there early. It's going to be hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. And you know what? Tonight, special autographed glove from the very first UFC middleweight champion, Dave Manet. This is the same belt that Anderson Silva holds right now, and we have an autographed glove for him that we're giving away tonight. So you may walk off with a valuable autographed piece of memorabilia, MMA memorabilia, if I could say that correctly. Just come on down. Starts at 10 p.m. Get there early. It's going to be hosted by us. That's tonight. It's a $5 cover, so, but you know what? Think about it. It's like, what, $60? You pay for it. You pay $5 to get in. You know, you spend $30 and some food and some drinks, and you're still less than you would have paid if you bought the pay-per-view at home. So come on down and join us tonight. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 153. You might walk out with a piece of valuable memorabilia.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And if you like wrestling and you just want to come out to the pay-per-views, then we're going to be out there Sunday, October 28th. I really want to do a Pain Clinic Halloween costume contest. I'm going to talk to him about it tonight. You know, maybe we'll give gifts or awards out for people who come in costume.
If someone comes as Captain Lou Albano, they would win on my heart.
Challenge accepted.
I will do that. I was going to say, Dan's got the facial hair. We could tape some rubber bands to his face.
There you go. Guiding light.
That's Sunday, October 28th. Salvatore's the Garage Door. WWE's Hell in the Cell. Quite appropriate for Halloween being only a couple days later. Once again, we'll have things to give away. It'll be hosted by us. And best of all, there's no cover.
No cover.
That's right. No cover for WWE's Hell in a Cell. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, Sunday, October 28th. And Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite is in the Strong Museum of Play, just across the street from here. And our friend Jamie, who brought up, as far as I know, French fries.
They're good.
She probably bought up some other things, too.
I heard that there was there was some other food. But do you know what? It's the thing that we used to have issues with on the mornings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. But we like it still, just... certain people didn't like it.
Usually on Fridays during Lent.
Yes, okay, we'll go that way. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGrays.com.
There's a lot of silent communication in here trying to figure out who's saying what.
I try to know my place. I've never done that, but I'm hoping one day I get a shot.
Wait, one more time.
It's International Skeptics Day.
Bill Gray's.
Oh, my God. .com.
Oh, very good. Yes. Me and Juice the Casting Crew. No. Start with Dan Cole, who's visiting us today. Thank you for coming up, Dan Cole, DC.
Oh, my God, in person lineup? I think I'm about to drop these headphones and walk out the door.
Dan is visiting us, and I love having Dan up because Dan's got some interesting things, and we'll definitely talk about it because one of the big news things we'll start off. But let me get through the casting crew first. Also, we have a special guest joining us from TNA in the next segment. Get your questions ready for Jeremy Borash, 222-1280, star 1280, and I'll let you even go on with him and ask him. Of course, the Artiste is here with us. Artiste, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic.
Artiste, who was busy at the hockey game last night, his superhero identity is Rob Sanderson.
Yes.
And, when he takes the Artiste costume off, it's Rob Sanderson.
He wears a cape and tights now.
Yeah, I don't have a costume.
And he was doing the Amherst game last night, which was pretty exciting for the first game of the season.
Very much so, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We'll be back with a pregame show today at 4:30.
All right, you won't even be leaving here then, right?
I will be leaving and coming back.
Okay. You're not like Craig Shaler, who came Friday and is not going to leave till Sunday.
Yeah, is that why there's a tent out in the lobby?
Yeah. I was wondering about the fire in front of it. Yeah, that was the worst part.
Campfire and s'mores.
Yeah,
a little disconcerting.
There's a pot of boiling water on the top of it, you know.
There's a hobo.
There's a couple of hobos. He invited some hobos up. All right, and of course,
we're not at Midtown anymore.
Close enough.
They've relocated.
Yeah, those were the meth addicts, sorry. All right, of course, we got JC joining us. Sorry.
Yeah, we've been on the air for 10 minutes. We've already mentioned hobos and meth addicts.
Right.
What's up, Winnipeg?
Hey.
Call Quest now.
Welcome to the show, Jay-Z. Thank you for being here. We got a good casting crew. Danger Boy, of course, is scrubbing the tub of love. You know, I think that's what
is
you
that
got.
Is that what they call it?
Oh, that's horrible. All right, we got a lot of stuff to do. Let's quickly start off with some news that was pretty big. And like I said, we got JB on the next segment from Arizona. Bound for Glory pay-per-view is this weekend, Sunday night. So, and they got a heck of a lineup. But the biggest news, I think, coming in this week is CM Punk hitting a fan in the stands on Raw. Now, it was really quick, and it was on national TV, national cable TV. But if you saw the end of Raw, when he ran up into the crowd, and then Vince McMahon starts cutting a promo on him, and they cut to him real quick as he turns around and freaking nails the guy. And then Vince McMahon kind of was shooken by that, I think, a little bit on live TV. And then, of course, security got up there eventually, and they finished out what they were planning on doing. What do you guys think about that? I mean, you slap hands with all the guys going down the aisle. You slap hands when they're near you and everything. But when they get up into the crowd, are you in the no man's land in WWE? I mean, you're a heel, and you're this is not DDP. You know, DDP was, getting patted, and, all sorts of things were being touched to his because, when he was running through the crowd. But people hate CM Punk, and so they're taking pokes at him as he's running up through the crowd. I mean, Jay-Z, what do you think?
I think if you're a fan, you know that this is scripted entertainment, and you know that CM Punk, if anything, is an actor. And from what I understand is Punk was hearing stuff like, let's push him down the stairs, let's do this, let's do that. The fans were very ornery. And not that the guy deserved to get punched in the face, although it was quite entertaining to see.
being that it was the wrong person he hit.
Yeah, but it was a natural defensive move to make if you're hearing people say, let's push him down the stairs.
I hate to see if he was a parent, and he had a bunch of kids around him.
Yeah, he wasn't a parent, though.
I don't know. I think it kind of falls under the self-defense thing. If you're getting poked and pushed, it's annoying. And obviously, these are people that would have been loving CM Punk and buying every one of his T-shirts 4 weeks ago before the whole heel turn. To me, the fans that won't, there's one thing to get a high five from the guys, but do you really just need to keep touching them? Like, I would hate to be CM Punk and just, be in the crowd in that. I think as WWE put out kind of in their press release, it's a situation where the security was not in position. And like we mentioned, wrestling is somewhat predetermined.
Unless you go into
so
the crowd.
Therefore, the security can get the heads up and actually do their job if you're going to do stuff through the crowd. And that's why a lot of companies don't like to do anything in the crowd, because you run the risk of doing something like this. Should Punk have done what he done? what he did know. I mean, he should have just kind of let it go. But I can't really blame him. Well, I'd be annoyed.
Did you see the reverse shots with the one guy who was, like, poking him in the ribs from behind the guy who got hit? Yeah. He kind of was sneaking down and just jabbing him.
Yeah.
I understand. And, you know, it's a gut reaction. A lot of us, you either fight or flee, you know? And it's like he turned around and did what he did. But, I mean, this is a publicly traded company. You're on live TV.
They've got all the money in the world for more security if they need it, and they already have tons. Security should have been in place. There should have been that you could have had four security guards around him, and none of this would have happened.
Yeah.
Well, and if you look at the guy the day after or the day of when they interviewed him on, I don't know, Access Hollywood or on local TV.
TMZ,
whatever, yeah. One of those things. The guy doesn't have any bruising. The guy's not seriously injured. He just got poked in the face with a backhand.
He's got a great story to tell his grandkids.
Yeah, you got to pull out those tickets and zoom in on or try to be able to read what they can do to you. Maybe they added, and you may get hit by a wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, they could add that to the bottom of the list.
I think the problem is, too, it's just the age we're living in. People need to understand you're buying a ticket for your seat and to watch the show, not be an active part of it. Sure. Everybody wants to get their chance, and of course, if you have the top heel in the company standing next to you, you're gonna do something. You're not just gonna sit there.
Well, and the thing too is the worst thing is he lashed out against the wrong guy.
Yeah, yeah.
No. He did. I think it was two hits, wasn't it? He went for the spinning backhand on the guy that was doing most of it, and then the guy that just got the fist to the middle of his face was the innocent
guy.
Was it a pie face?
Yeah, he looked like he stretched.
Yeah, he kind of went backwards with like a spinning fist to hit the one guy that was like kind of coming at the side, and then I don't know why he went for the second strike behind him.
I just don't get why do fans like to touch the wrestler so much? Like, what is the... Why do you like to, like... touch them all
because they're like idols, like, because they are the larger than life larger than life creation.
WWE has the really wide entrance ramp so that a guy can walk right down the middle and not have to deal with that, but like that's not something that happens in everyday life. I don't know,
but you know,
I mean if a football player like scores a touchdown and jumps into the stands, then that's one thing because you're like celebrating. When a guy's just trying to walk, like let him do his job and just I don't
but he was that. If you saw where Punk went, he went right up through the crowd. There was no aisle there for him to go. He went right up through the crowd. So these people, I mean, I've seen before in a Buffalo show when Mr. Anderson or Mr. Kennedy, whatever he's called, where he walked from the ring to the back of the Buffalo Auditorium on the tops of every chair. He went, and it was, you know, it was back when him and MVP were teaming up. And it was like, I thought that was great because, you didn't have much to say when he's coming stomping through you, running on the chairs, the tops of the chairs.
Yeah.
So, a lot of the Punk, you know what? It's just a risk every time. We got Dave from Henrietta. What's up, Dave? You have a thought on this?
Yeah, just irresponsible on the whole part. I mean, I wonder if they're going to use it as far as, like, something to change the title or something, but. Just irresponsible with the security setup. There's no reason for Punk to have to, like, stay on the stairs. I mean, if you've ever been on the stairs at Blue Cross, it's not very sturdy or, you're on a slab of concrete with, you don't know who's behind you. You're trying to pay attention to what's in the ring, and you're trying to pay attention to the fans behind you who are saying, let's push him down the stairs. So if you're irresponsible on the WWE's part, they really can't blame him if it's self-defense.
Yeah,
they're the ones that put him out there anyway. He could have gone all the way up to the top of the ramp to where to the doorway part to where he's on a level surface and still done the same thing.
Well, I think that Punk was doing the way he went is because it showed you he was acting. It was like, okay, I'm stressed out. I'm running up the middle. I'm going to get out of here. And the security probably knew he was going up there. They probably, because these things aren't just made up on the fly half the time, these are like plotted out before the show starts. So, and by the way, Dave, good luck in destroying the Death Star. It sounds like you're in one of those fighters going down, your phone's kind of a little goofy. So, Red Leader, we're going to blow this thing. See ya. All right, we got to go to break.
Why don't we need to start a pain clinic pool. How long does it take before anybody in WWE goes anywhere into the crowd again?
Yeah, I know. This is
because it's going to be a while.
Yeah, that's the thing. That kills me is because, we've seen it on house shows. The guys run through the crowd. They try to get people involved in it. And it's like, and stuff happens. I think it's just, roll the dice. I just know one thing. he could have been really punished heavily by the WWE, because Vince McMahon was really upset after that happened.
Yeah.
And I mean, the thing is he was put in a situation in which that had, you know, he was trying to fulfill his obligations for the TV show, and at the same time people were poking him in the ribs. I don't know. It's kind of like when you're driving a car and people are in the backseat messing around, and you turn around and you threaten them, but you don't really hit them, because it didn't look like he really made contact too much with the guy he hit. So
well, this would be a dumb idea, but is there a 1% chance that this is all a work to get CM Punk more over as a heel?
And not only more over as a heel, but they need rating points. Remember how we were talking last week how desperate they were for ratings?
I told Rich, though, off the air, there is no such thing as bad press unless your wife is running for the Senate.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go to break. We got to get our guests on the flip side. You, JB, give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. You have a question for Jeremy Borash, TNA Bound for Glory this weekend. We're going to talk Bound for Glory with him. You're listening to the Pain Clinic. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention we have that greatest trivia ever on this show that we're once again giving away today. 2 season tickets to the Lancers and a year's free pizza. And we'll be doing that trivia later on the show, and it's Rochester related, so get your thinking caps ready. I also want to say that they won't be mailed out till later this month, so or early November. So if you haven't got it yet, that's okay. It's coming. Relax. They've got your name and number. Unless you move, that might be an issue. But, hey, we got to go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Sheamus was joking around and showing everyone how confident he is, because I'm sure Sheamus thinks he has a plan. Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
A year and a half ago, I said that I was just a spoke on the wheel. Fast forward to now, today, right now, I'm not a spoke on the wheel. I am the wheel.
I don't need to be your friend, Hulk. I don't need to be your friend, Sting. I need to be your partner. I need to have your back.
How's it going, Alan? That's a great t-shirt. Where'd you get it?
It's my Pain Clinic t-shirt, the official t-shirt of the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. I got it off their webpage.
How can I get one?
Well, you go to feelthepain.net and click on the t-shirt link. It's going to cost you $20 with the shipping and handling included. Remember, go to feelthepain.net. Get your shirt today. They're going fast.
Yes! Rock and load! Rock and load! Bring on the pain!
On and on to the break of dawn. On and on to the break of dawn.
Hey, Pain Clinic fans, it's me, Jay-Z. You and I both know that wrestling fans are complex individuals with interests far removed from our favorite predetermined mat sport. We love movies, we love comics, we love TV. I talk about all that and more on my new podcast, The Fanboy Tollbooth. Check us out on my website, fanboytollbooth.com, or just subscribe to us on iTunes. It's The Fanboy Tollbooth, navigating the highway of popular culture.
And don't miss it. The Box Rocks.
Hi, this is Dan DeLay from Donuts DeLay, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts DeLay is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts DeLay, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
The Bills desperately need a win in the desert. Go to WHDK.com.
Schwarzenegger's going to tweet in. Larry King's here. Vince McMahon's giving a State of the Union address. We kick the show off with a one-armed man, but none of that matters. Because of all the talking that I can do here, I still don't have a voice. And as loud as this place is, I feel sorry because you guys don't have a voice either. I know. Who stole the voice of the WWE? That's easy. CM Punk.
Austin, my nuts hurt. My neck hurts. And this Sunday, I am going to end your cocky ass.
Hey, this is the Olympic gold medalist and TNA superstar Kurt Angle. And you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC, Dan Cole, the Artiste, Jay-Z, and you. I will let you know tonight we're going to be hosting UFC 153 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Come on out. See UFC's greatest fighter ever, Anderson Silva, take on Stephen Bonner. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. It's going to be hosted by us. We'll have prizes and drink specials all night long. And, yes, autographed pair of autographed glove from Dave Manet, the very first middleweight champion of the UFC. And we're giving that away tonight. That's tonight at Salvatore's The Garage Door, UFC 153. It's a 149 Eastwood Road. Come join us. $5 cover. We'll have a great time. But tomorrow, the pay-per-view, this is the biggest pay-per-view of the year for TNA. And joining us is the man of many hats, jack of all trades, and the main event announcer for TNA Impact Wrestling, as well as, I'm sure, Bound for Glory tomorrow. Joining us from Arizona today is a friend of the show. He's been at TNA longer than anybody in that company, and it's Jeremy Boris, JB. Thank you for the time today, JB.
Good morning, guys. It's a beautiful morning here, 7:26 in the morning in Phoenix, Arizona. And what a way to wake up at the pain clinic. I'll tell you what, I'm more concerned about Jeff Hardy. His nuts hurt? Did I hear that right? His nuts hurt?
Yeah, apparently so. It was after his match on Impact this past week. So
at least he has priorities.
That's tough,
he needs to rank them first.
Yeah, you know, when Jeff Hardy talks, it's usually something pretty memorable. So I thought that was pretty good, you know?
That was pretty good.
His nuts hurt. And by the way, right now trending on Twitter, what was that, Artiste?
Oh, yeah, we were going to get your thoughts right now on Twitter, because obviously you tend to join in on some hashtags sometimes, things like that. Right now, the second highest trending topic, hashtag National No Bra Day.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on that, JB?
Well, I'm not wearing one right now, so it's perfect.
Whoa. That's all four of us, five of us here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it National No Bra Day?
Yeah.
Wow. It's the highest rating trend behind a promoted trend, which doesn't really count. So,
well, I'm not necessarily sure I'm in agreement with this. I think there are actually, you know, many people should be wearing bras. I don't think we need to take a day off for this.
True. Honey Boo Boo's mom, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Exactly. Boy, what a beast she is, huh? The woman? Wow.
How's the, by the way, I've always wanted to ask this. Is it the heat or the humidity?
We say it's not the heat, it's the stupidity.
Oh. Well, you're right, the right place for that. That's for sure.
Phoenix is great, actually. It's one of my favorite places. It's our first show here, too. It's our first ever show. We've never done a live event here. We've never toured here. So I'm expecting a pretty good crowd. Usually, first time we go in to any place, it's, you know, there, you notice a little bit more of an enthusiasm because it's their first time seeing any, a lot of us live. So it's going to be a fun night, and it's hard to believe it's already here. This creeped up pretty fast. So looking forward to the show tomorrow night. And I've got a busy day ahead of me. I've got the Fan Fest hosting both sessions of that, and then we've got a little autograph session with Hulk Hogan, and then the Sting Hall of Fame dinner tonight. And I have been handed a format, and I have three minutes to open up the festivities as the host. So I've got to come up with some sort of monologue.
Uh-oh.
Can you help me with this? On any Billy Joe tangents.
A quick question. Is Don West going to be there by any chance?
No Don West, unless he's doing a surprise run and they haven't heard, advertised, it's Bound for Glory.
I could say you could do 3 minutes of material on Don West if he was there,
Well, I could, but, obviously I don't think that would really pay tribute to Sting, Cashman, which is my job as a host.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
So you're thinking of roasting Sting?
No, you don't want to roast Sting.
You can't roast Sting, can you?
I'm thinking I could throw a couple lines at him, we're good friends.
That's true, you know.
But how do you make fun of Sting? There's nothing to make fun of.
He doesn't have any
scandals. He's a family guy. He's very nice to everybody.
He and Bozo.
Maybe I can make fun of how boring he is.
How about he and Bozo the Clown shop at the same makeup factory or something?
There we go. No, he's not boring. Nothing. When you roast somebody, you got to pick apart their flaws.
Oh, sure.
Well, you could just deflect on Hogan if you want to mention his latest video scandal.
No.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Jay-Z.
Oh, boy.
As I always say, the opinions of Jay-Z are his alone, not of the Pain Clinic. I got to throw that out there.
I'm heavily medicated. I'm sorry.
Okay. So
hey, I'll tell you what. Let me say this about the Hulkster. He found out, that whole thing all broke last Thursday. So, 9 days ago. And about an hour, I had a shoot scheduled with him, and I talked to him ahead of time and everything, and then he's helping out with our British boot camp, the reality show I'm producing in the UK, and so we had some time blocked and we talked about it for a couple of weeks, and he was giving me an hour just to go through some stuff and record some stuff with me, and he found out about this whole thing about an hour before we were set to record. And, you know, God bless the guy. He showed up. He was completely on his game. You know, and I knew his mind was a little elsewhere. He had some other things on his mind, obviously. But, you know, the guy just pulled it through and was there the whole day, put in a full day, and, you know, he's really hands-on. So it's, it was, you know, he really, given the circumstances, the fact that he, you know, kept on with everything he had to do that day for the company was, you know, earned my respect in a lot of ways in terms of, you know, getting through something and being professional. So, you know, that's a tough spot, obviously, and, you know, all I can ever judge somebody is how they treat me in the business, and that's, you know, he's always been real, class act in dealing with him personally.
I give him a lot of credit because this all broke, too, right before he did this national tour this past week, and he had to go on the Howard Stern show. You know, I mean, it was after something like that, it's like, well, what are you going to talk about? I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, obviously, it's made a lot of news, but he's a very high-profile person. You know, I've always read this, and it's pretty astonishing if you think about it. He's one of the top 10 most recognizable faces in the world.
Wow.
You know, when you take a look at imagery of celebrities, you know, that face is, you know, right up there with some of the most well-known people that have ever walked the earth. It's pretty fascinating if you think about it.
You know, Rich mentioned Howard Stern, so we can't mention him without mentioning your latest addition to TNA Today, Eric the Actor Lynch, also known as Eric the Midget. How did that come about, and what's it like working with Eric?
I've known Eric for many years. He actually just celebrated 10 years of being on the Stern Show, and I think he's probably the most frequent guest if you add up airtime over the last 10 years. Well, anyway, so let's moving on to Bound for Glory. It's coming up tomorrow night. He's all right. Eric's a good guy. He tends to complain a little bit. Not exactly easy to deal with, but his predictions are there. That's why we want him. We want to help raise money for some good charity event. And so he is now on TNA Today making pay-per-view predictions on a monthly basis. Mike Tenay was his first opponent. We aired that this last Tuesday. He predicted the winners of Bound for Glory. And then I think maybe this early this week we're going to be on Stern in the morning maybe talking about it. So that'll be kind of cool. You know, Eric's a good guy, though. He's a big fan. He asked me. He came to a TNA Live event in Sacramento about 6 months ago. And he talks real quiet, and he's a small guy, obviously. And he pulled me in, kind of like to confide in me about something. So I sat down with him, and I thought we were going to have a real serious, you know, one-on-one, heart-to-heart conversation. People sometimes open up to me. I have that kind of thing, I guess. They feel comfortable talking to me, and I thought we were going to have a nice conversation about something. And he pulled me in real close, and he said, Jeremy, do you think you can get one of the knockouts to motorboat me?
Oh, boy.
Really?
Oh, what a mess.
Yeah, and you know, I was like, okay, Eric. Thankfully, ODB was right next door, so I pulled her in, and yeah, he got a face full.
He's still obsessed with Diana DeGarmo, or
I think hopefully he's moved on. You know, Diana got proposed to, you know, on Idol, and I hope maybe that was his indication that maybe he should probably focus on somebody else.
ODB's not a bad person to change to, I guess, you know.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, a long way from Diana in terms of personality. Just, you know, different ends of the spectrum, obviously. But, you know, whatever whatever floats your boat, in his case, he appreciated it. Yeah, now he's got ODB posters up in his room, he said. So
bam, bam, bam. That's all I can think. Hey, okay, let's talk about the card a little bit. Stat card this Sunday. Very thrilled about it. Now, your thoughts on it. We always ask you about this. Which one of all the matches do you think will steal the show? And there's always one in that list there that, you know, just stands out to you that you think is just going to blow people away.
Well, everybody ups their game a little bit. That's what's very cool about this show is you're not going to see a lack of effort or planning or detail. Everybody's best matches will be on Sunday in terms of anticipation, in terms of what they're trying to, know the audience is there and everybody's watching. So my pick for best match, Well, given the parties involved, it's going to be tough to beat the three-way tag team match. You know, anytime you have Kurt Angle, anytime you have AJ, you've got Daniels and Kazarian, you got Chavo and Hernandez in there. A pretty good mix, eclectic mix a bit, but at the same time, you throw those six in the ring together, I think you're going to have something pretty special. You know, not to mention Hardy and Aries is going to be real good. Look out for Joe and Magnus. That's another match that's kind of, you know, it's on the show. It hasn't been, Samoa Joe and then Magnus had a pre-tape this, or what we call a pre-tape, a backstage interview this last Thursday where they talked about it, and I would be watch that one real carefully. I think that's going to be a real good match. And Zeman Ion, RVD added, and you know, I think top to bottom, everybody's going to have a chance to really steal the show. And I think at this stage, it's anyone's show to steal in terms of the lineup, because there's if it was Kurt Angle versus AJ, you could I'd probably say that, but. In this case, there's some good matchups that are a little diverse, and I think for all people involved in this show, it's really going to be something that, you know, they're going to go out there and try and steal the show. So I'm just looking forward to seeing who one-ups the other, and especially after something like Bound for Glory, when everybody's watching the matches that are before them and going, okay, I got to top this, I got to top this, I got to top this. So any big show like that, that seems to happen, and that brings out the best in everybody.
Personally, I think the street fight could be a main event on any of the other pay-per-views.
That's the coup de grace. I mean, those two are going to be on such a level, that could that's going to be the one to top. That's going to be the one to try and beat, I think, because Storm and Rude have such chemistry together in terms of what they can do in the ring as tag team partners, and I think that same thing holds true as opponents. And King Mo is going to be the special enforcer, so that match is going to be, I think, the one that people are going to be talking about coming out of the show more than any, just a gut feeling.
And obviously people looking forward to the street fight, it's something you don't see too often. I'm just curious, on the TNA side of things, is there maybe any attention given to the fact of maybe wrestlers shouldn't go through the crowd as much these days with what might have happened on Monday night on another product?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you got to have security. You got to, if these things, we've got a pretty stringent policy on, leaving the ringside barricade. Ours is very strict, and if it happens, we employ full security staff wherever we go. Our live events, some of you may know Atlas Security. They've been with us for ages. We're with ECW for, most of their run before that back in the heyday. And, these guys know what to look out for and know how to protect the guys and know that, when you're out there in the crowd and you go over the barricade, you're asking for trouble on any level. And then it's their responsibility, the company's responsibility, to ultimately protect the wrestlers and protect the fans from each other, from everything. So if that's not there, if that's not properly prepared, things go awry. I've seen it before many times, and it's just one of those things. You know that there's a risk, and you got to be able to protect yourself and your wrestlers. If you've got security there, that needs to be taken care of and planned out ahead of time. So as far as that goes, a street fight like we're going to see between Storm and Rude, I can pretty much guarantee you it's going to go around the arena if history is any indication between these guys. So, obviously we've got a full security staff on hand to make sure everything is on the up and up.
Your referee's a full security staff in himself, King Mo there. I mean, King, yeah. He stays tight with them. Nobody's going to touch him, I think it's
good. He's a pretty cool guy. I've gotten to know him pretty well over the last 2 weeks and when he's been at Impact. And he's got an aura about him. It should be fun to see how he does with an MMA career and a wrestling career at the same time.
I've been following him since Strikeforce, and he's always, he's a guy that everyone always says when he came out, this guy should be in wrestling with the crown and the cape and everything. And he's definitely, but I'm definitely looking forward to that. Now, seriously, right now, you can tell us, who are the aces and eights? Come on, tell us who are the guys. Come on.
I've heard everything speculated. What's funny about it is whoever does know, they're not saying. It's not been, even at as much as I snoop my nose around that place backstage at TNA, nobody's talking. So nobody has any indication. Nobody knows where it's going. And, that's what I like. I like to see how things are going to play out. And hopefully there'll be some twists and turns and surprises along the way. And we'll find out eventually. But Sting and Bully Ray are going to be teaming up to take on two members of Aces and Eights this Sunday. I don't know who they are, who they're going to be, obviously, or what's going to happen, but we'll see. It's going to be a fight, according to Bully Ray, so I'm looking forward to that, too.
Well, hindsight being 2020, I guess in another couple months we can talk to you about who it was, that's one of the things is I'm sure with storylines like this, they're either plotted out seriously in advance or there's some last-minute changes that we'll never have a clue that ever happened. But I'll say one thing. It's been kind of fun. I just can't wait for it to get over with. We need to move on past Ace. But the stipulation says that Aces Ace is going to win, but I'm not going to say anything. Now, one thing of the live Impact Wrestling has been great for the product. We've been the shows have been so good live. I guess it's because you guys are pros. You work without a net. It makes you have to step up your game. The ratings have more to deal with being on at the time it's on. Is this becoming more work for you with doing this weekly thing instead of having, 3 days taped at a time? I mean, obviously, you got to be back there in Orlando every week for this, and so does everybody who's involved in the show. So it's got to be a lot more intensive work, I'm sure.
It affected me a lot in traveling because I've been producing a show over the UK. So a lot of times whereas if I want to go over there and really spend 2 weeks over there working on this thing, I've got to come back every 5 days. So it's been a little bit of a challenge in terms of, my travel schedule is, no matter where I am on Earth, I got to be back here on Thursdays. And we've been traveling a lot lately, so it's been going a lot of back and forth around that. So that's the only bad thing. But the good thing is, obviously, we're live. It's week to week. I think you can react to things a little better versus if you tape a couple shows in a few days. It's not as easy to change things on the fly. Whereas this is, you can react to things and how they go over a little better. So I think that's an advantage, And the numbers specifically, in terms of changing our time slot was a big adjustment, and I think we're now at the point where we're 100% adjusted. Our fan base is completely adjusted and come with us to that earlier time slot, which in turn is going to, I think help Bellator with their launch, which will, I'm presumably going to be on a Thursday. But at the same time, the fact is, when you're live, it works in your favor because the talent is definitely on their A game. I know I am. Anytime I got to go out there and do something live, as we're going to be tomorrow night on pay-per-view. So it's, I like it, and I don't know what we're in. I think we're in like week 18 or 19 now that we've done Thursday nights live, and I hope it continues because it's, to me, just there's nothing like it in terms of getting the best out of your talent, in terms of working and being right live without a net. It's the way to go.
I agree 100%, and I've been enjoying it. Now, one question from last week's show. Did you guys ever celebrate Taz's birthday? Because it seemed like he was moping about it during the show.
No, I couldn't care less.
He's like, it was funny, his little back and forth with doing the announcing, mentioning it. But I would hope someone would have celebrated. I know Taz is such a warm individual.
Just such a kind-hearted gentleman. Never grumpy. That's the misnomer about him. Never grumpy. Never complains about anything. Ever once. I've never heard of a word come out of his mouth that was not just, bitching about something. So the cake, I had a birthday cake there for him. So it was nice. And it was nice of him to remind us a few hundred times that it was
a
birthday.
Sure, a couple times on the air. And today's like ribbing him on it. It was pretty funny, though. I thought that was pretty good.
Taz is a good dude. Obviously, he's one of my best friends. So I give him a hard time just like he would me, and probably 10 times worse.
Oh, yeah. No, Taz is one of those guys. When we first started doing the show, we actually had him on a few times. And he's like, he was a decent guy to us, too. And I've always felt, it's been a long time since we had him, but he was definitely a nice guy. Now, you're doing the UK Gut Check. It's like a reality show in the UK. So can you tell us a little bit about it? Because I know the guys are going to be there at Bound for Glory, the ones from the show, right?
Yeah, just got them last night. Just came in from London Gatwick. They came in, so they had a long flight all the way to Phoenix. So they were a little bit tired last night. But they're it's basically four individuals. The show is called TNA British Boot Camp, and it's going to air close to New Year's. We don't have a date announced yet. I know the date, but it hasn't been announced publicly yet. But it's going to be a reality series, six-episode reality series that kind of follows along the journey of these four that Hulk Hogan and Dixie have picked to be brought into our developmental system and basically shown every aspect of becoming a TNA star and how they do. So it's not just about getting in the ring and seeing your drills and seeing how you perform with the basics of professional wrestling. But we also, take them out on media interviews and critique how they do when they're on radio shows like this. And, take them to some of the most hardcore British reporters that, from the tabloids that are that did some dirt, dug up some dirt on the four of them and hit them with questions and saw how they reacted. That was a pretty interesting scene. So
that sounds like fun.
There's a lot of real inside aspects to it, but it's very entertaining. The four people that are on the show are just incredible characters. You've got a guy named Rockstar Spud, who's a little smaller in size, but is just, he's kind of like a chihuahua because his ego and his he's got a real chip on his shoulder, and I think that comes across real well. You got a guy named Party Marty, who is Magnus's best friend, legitimate best friend, who's come up in the business with him but never got that break. And then you've got two girls out of Manchester who are the Blossom Twins and are just as sweet as can be. They're twins that are professional wrestlers. They were in OVW for a while. And so they're involved now. One of the three acts are going to get a contract at the end of the show. And it's just the whole thing is what we've shown the people so far and the network over there. You know, once they saw the show and saw the first episode, which is now complete, you know, they upped their advertising budget considerably for the launch of the show, which is a real good sign to me. You know, if they believe enough in it to stick a lot of money behind it for the launch, it's going to be real exciting. So they're really excited about it. And, you know, for me, it's the first thing I've really done outside since Forever Hardcore, that documentary I did about 7 years ago on ECW. So getting to be a producer and doing a full feature and six episodes and producing a reality show like that's something I haven't done in a while, a long time, but it's very exciting. I love it. Absolutely love it. And I have not slept in the last 3 weeks, maybe an average of 3 to 4 hours a night. I knew it was bad when I showed up at the airport yesterday and they tried to check the bags under my eyes.
But a thing. Well, very cool. We're looking forward to seeing it. If there's a chance we can see it, hopefully there will be. Who knows? Maybe it'll be on BBC America. You know, you never know. You know,
they're going to make it online, I think, available sometime.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank you for the time today, JB. We have to go to break, but thank you so much. Bound for Glories is this Sunday. You can get your pay-per-view through Time Warner or DirecTV. There's millions of ways you can get it, but JB's going to be there, as well as he'll be there every Thursday night at 8 p.m. live on Spike TV with TNA's Impact Wrestling. Thank you so much for the time. Thank you so much for being out there in that West Coast time and coming on with us. I appreciate it immensely, JB. Thanks so much.
Sounds good, guys. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night, Bound for Glory on pay-per-view. Can't wait.
All right. Thank you so much. And you have a great, go back to sleep if you can for a couple hours. No, actually, you got the Fan Fest going on.
I gotta go do cardio in the gym right now. Get out.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you real soon, buddy.
Take care, guys. See ya.
Thank you. All right, we gotta go to break. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
I respect the fact that you've been champion for 323 days. That's astonishing. I respect that. But I don't respect the fact that you say you're a Paul Heyman kind of guy. I'm not a CM Punk guy.
The picture that's been painted for the last 3 weeks is that somehow I'm jealous of everything you have, and that's not quite true. I mean, Jeff, I'm certainly not jealous of your rap sheet. I'm certainly not jealous of the fact that you're half crippled and can barely play with your little girl. But there's one thing I'm jealous of, and only one thing I'm jealous of, and that's the fact that people in this company cater to Jeff Hardy.
Maybe if I don't start getting the respect I deserve, I'll do what I did last year. I'll hop that rail and I'll quit. You can kiss my ass goodbye.
Yes! Lock and load! Lock and load! Bring on the pain!
You've been poisoning Puck's mind for years.
Is that how you really feel?
Yeah, that's how I really feel.
Vince, I'm not here for CM Punk's sake. I'm here for your sake.
Thank you.
I said, please. I'm the voice of reason here. Please don't make CM Punk do to you what Brock Lesnar did to your son-in-law, Triple H.
This is Samoa Joe from TNA Wrestling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I want to let you know we're going to be out at Salvatore's tonight at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road for UFC 153, Anderson Silva versus Stephen Bonner. Come on down and join us. We got stuff to give away. There'll be drink specials. Come on down. We'll have a good time. It's $5 to get in. You will have a great time, I promise. And you might walk out with some free stuff. Hey, why not? Real quickly, I'm going to go back to break real quick, but I have a trivia question right now. We got to do that. Two season tickets for the Lancers and pizza for a year. And all you got to do is be caller 12 and tell me who this is. Who won her third and last WWE Women's Championship on Halloween in 2000 in Rochester, New York at a SmackDown taping? Caller 12, you get the first guess. We're going to take this off the air, and I'll tell you folks what it was on the flip side. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280. Oh, listen, 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. Keep trying over and over. We'll be back in just a moment.
Am I embarrassing you? Well, please, don't let me do all the talking. Why don't you let everybody know exactly how intimate me and you were behind closed doors? Let them know I'm the reason there's this little skip in your step. Tell them that I'm the best in the world. I'm nothing like Stone Cold Steve Austin. CM Punk made it to the top through hard work, perseverance, and never backing down from a challenge. And Steve Austin made it to the top through taking shortcuts, from running away from fights, from being scared of people. No, it's true. Take a look at Steve Austin's greatest accomplishment. What made him famous, what catapulted Steve Austin to the top, was beating up a clueless, inept millionaire. If not me, who then, Vince, huh? Who makes this place go around? Who makes it the billion-dollar corporation that it is? You?
I'm Al Snow. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I want to congratulate Jerry from Irondequoit. He won. Folks, they won't be mailed out till like November 1st, so if you won already, have some patience. It'll be coming, and you'll get your pizza for a year, and I know I can't wait for pizza for a year either. So congratulations, Jerry. Well, don't forget to check us out tonight at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, UFC 153, Henderson Silva, Stefan Bonner. We're going to be there tonight. Come join us. We'll have a good time, I promise you. You know, we'll have lots of fun. We got some news before we get to, you know, we only got a couple minutes left, and JB was absolutely fantastic once again. But looks like, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but Monday Night Raw is coming back to Buffalo March 4th, about a month before WrestleMania.
Ooh, that'll be a big show.
Dan told me about that. So I didn't think about it when he first saw the date, but it's like, yeah, about a month before WrestleMania. So that's going to be a great night. You definitely got to get your tickets. I think they're on sale now. They are on sale now. So go to tickets.com or go to what is it called again? The First Niagara Box Office.
Yeah, yes. Something like that.
So I'm having a hard time with that, if you don't know or not. WWE is not really sure still if John Cena is going to be ready to come back from his arm injury, which is pretty sad. You know, he still had tape all over. It kind of looked like a tattoo on Monday night. You guys see that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure
what they're going to do. Ryback's still the backup.
Apparently so. So we'll see what happens with John. Brian,
even if he is cleared, do you want to risk it?
Yeah, I don't know. Brian,
I'm with you.
WWE Raw head writer Brian Gewirtz was fired or was removed from his position as head writer this past week. Vince McMahon went on a tirade telling the whole writing staff, if he doesn't see results, you're going to be walking.
Oh, you're fired.
So now a guy named Aaron Pankowski replaced Brian Gewirtz.
Which soap opera did he work for?
I don't know, but he's only been there since February, but they're very high on him. So, hey, we got to get out of here. I want to thank JB. Don't forget, Bound for Glory tomorrow night on pay-per-view starts at 8 o'clock. We'll see you next week, folks. Thanks, Dan, for coming, and thank you, Jay-Z. Thank you, Artiste, wherever you are.